Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to the 11 o'clock hour. You're listening to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me in studio, Mr. Tim Dennis and our lovely intern, Ben. She's back.
You can't call her an intern.
I just went through this with her. I said, you kind of work here. I can't call you an intern anymore. And she said, no, I forever will be known as intern Ben.
You got to weigh in here, Ben.
She's
owned it. Where's your mic?
She's owning it.
Oh,
she's going to go in. Are you still our intern for us?
I think I'll
we're
just,
not paying
I'll
you to
always
be here tonight.
Be the intern because, yeah, I don't get paid to be over here.
That's right. That's the way it's going to stay, too, baby. We don't get paid. You don't get paid. That's the way we work.
It's all for the love of the paranormal.
That's right. And this is your paranormal talk show, Darkness Radio. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night from 9 p.m. to midnight. We encourage you to give us a call, share your ideas, stories with us. You can email me, dave@darknessradio.com. If you have any story ideas, you can also go to darknessradio.com, and there's tips and guest ideas that you can post and put up there. I do want to mention, next Saturday night, we're going to be joined by a couple of local ghosties, Tim. We have the lovely Annie Wilder, who's going to be talking to us about her book, The House of Spirits and Whispers, who we had on in our very first year, almost 3 years ago.
Yep.
She was our second show, I believe. She's going to talk to us about her book, and she's going to talk to us about the new ghost stories that have happened in the last 3 years and catch us up to date. And then I apologize. I feel horrible. I think her name is Margaret. She's going to be our second.
Margaret!
We're going to have her on for the second hour or third hour next week, and she's going to be talking to us about her book, The Ghost of 83rd Lane, which takes place in Blaine, Minnesota.
The old hometown of Blaine.
Right. And Annie Wilder, of course, here is in Stillwater, Minnesota, and her book and story. So you're going to want to check that out. Be with us next week. Again, we'll have more international news with Adrian and a new movie review. Did we figure out with Nicole what I'm making her? Oh, prom night. That's right. We're going to make her watch Prom Night. So you'll have to check that out. Tonight, though, you're listening to Darkness Radio, and our guests are EVP specialists Mark and Debbie Constantino. They're calling in from Nevada this evening, and we're talking to them about EVP, electronic voice phenomena. That's the recording of disembodied voices. Mark, Deb, I'm having a hard time even communicating in the real world. I don't know how you guys can keep it up talking to the dead.
I don't know. Our phones are draining here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, your phones are draining. We can't have that.
No, we're okay. I think we're okay now.
All right, good deal. We've got online. Let me pull up. We've got Don online with us, and Don has a question for you guys. Don, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi, Mark and Debbie. This is Don, PPRS.
Hey, Don.
How's it going?
What's up?
How you doing? I just had a question because I've been curious about wondering, have you ever captured an EVP that was so sad that you could not release it? Something that was just so creepy and sad that you couldn't just put it out there for people to hear.
Thanks for calling in, Don. Great question.
Yeah, thanks. Mark, can you think of anything that was sad?
Well, the one you got from the brothel was really sad.
Yeah, that was sad that they're alone and, you know, help with me, I'm sick, which we're going to play later, hopefully.
Right.
You know, that's kind of sad and scary at the same time, to where why should they still feel sick or think they're sick? But what bothers me the most, I think, with that question is, you know, when I get children, you know, I did lose a child, but the weird thing is I hardly ever get kids, hardly ever. We've gotten thousands of EVP, hardly any of those are children. And, you know,
thank
I don't
God.
Know if that's why maybe I block it out or something like that, but I don't know. That's a very good question, but I don't think so.
Well, you had an interesting one. Is it part of our deal tonight? And I know that this is kind of a touchy subject for you guys, and we won't talk about the exact case, but there was a murder case that took place that you guys went out to try to get EVP at the site to see if there's any light you could shed on the case, right? I mean, how did that impact you?
Well, you know,
like I said, you don't have to give the specifics of the case or the story, but I mean, that, I've seen you at live events talk about it, and it seems to have really kind of shaken you as well.
Well, you could take that one, Mark.
Go ahead. It, All right, I'll hit it real quick.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I kind of, we did put in our presentation, and I really didn't agree with it. You know, the surprising part, as far as I'm concerned, is that when we did go to the authorities, you know, I was waiting for them to say, you know what, are you guys, crazy? You know, get out of here. But Debbie made a really, really good point, because when we first started trying to communicate with her and try to find out who did this to her, I said, you know, we can't go to the authorities. They're going to kick us out of there. And she made a really good point, because she said, you know, if we don't do something with the information that we're getting, whether the information's right or wrong, then we really don't deserve to be getting it.
I mean, yeah, if they're talking to you, if you're not going to do the right things with what you're getting, you're really not worthy to get it. You know, that was my point. But.
Right.
And we're still working on that.
Yeah, I mean, we're so busy lately that we're still getting stuff, but we've sent it to the police, and, you know, it's kind of sad as it is, a dead case right now, but every chance we have, we go down there, drive down. You know, this case was on America's Most Wanted. You know, I know they say, well, you shouldn't play it, you know, any kind of sound while you're doing EVP, but I'll have it on my TV. You know, I've done it while it was on, her case, just recorded, and I'll hear the same voice calling Mom. And it's not like a tinny voice, it's a tangible voice. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe what I'll do is just start playing it muted and see if I can connect with her that way. I also work with photographs as well, but, you know, it's, and that's the thing, too, is you don't have to live near the person. I do grief management. People send me photos of lost children. I don't have a lot of time to do it, but, you know, the amazing thing is spirit has no time and space. What I do is I work with a photograph. I dedicate a certain amount of time, and it is amazing what comes through. I mean, you know, in the 70s, we just started using psychics in the police department.
Right.
But now with EVP, if you can talk directly to the source, what a dent would that make? Whether the police believe you or not, if they have no leads, it's a beautiful thing that they're open to it.
Right. And I think the important thing, real quick, I know we're talking about this maybe a little bit too long, but is, you know, just, you know, if you're going to do this sort of thing and if you get information, just don't force it on anyone.
Right.
When we went to the authorities, we just said, you know what, we don't even need to talk to anybody. If we can just have an email address, you don't even have to respond. If we pick something up, we'll send it to you. You can listen to it. If it makes sense to you, fine. And if it doesn't, fine. And that's basically what we've been doing.
Yeah, but the amazing thing is, you know, this, the Frank's box, all this stuff, you can go out there, you know, and wherever you are, who's ever listening to this, if there's no self-crime, whatever, 10, 20, 30 years old, who knows what you can get? You know, who knows, you know, if there's a loved one involved, you put it to the proper people, your brother could be a cop, your husband, your wife, who knows? You don't know where this can go.
Well, let's lead in. We've got some EVPs that you sent to us to play tonight. And, Tim, and I'm going to have you loop them a couple times for us here, Tim. But now let's go. What's the first one that we have up that you guys want us to listen to tonight?
Okay, if we play number one, what you're going to hear, and this is another thing I wanted to mention, at the top of the hour before we came on, we heard you talking about the Rolling Hills conference with GAC.
Right.
Rolling Hills, you invited us to Rolling Hills the last time Darkness was out there. That place is number one at the top of our list as far as EVP is concerned. I can't even tell you.
We extracted over almost 200 EVP from that place. And stuff we didn't have to work a lot with. I mean, that place is awesome.
Yeah, that is, for EVP, that is number one out of all the places that we've been to. So if there's anybody out there that's thinking about going, need to go, because that place is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so this first one we're going to play is from Rolling Hills.
Yeah. The first one is from Rolling Hills, and I sent this one along because, like I said before, I know Tim always says that whenever he's around, nothing ever happens. And this was recorded the night before the conference. And, Tim, if you're listening, it was when we all went into the four corners of the room and said our names.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when Debbie was in one corner and she heard the noise in the bathroom, what you're going to hear is...
I know what that noise in the bathroom was. I had Taco Bell that night.
So we can't use it.
Yeah. You got to discount it automatically, Deb. It's, yeah.
Oh, well.
And what you're going to hear is you're going to hear Debbie hear something. You're going to hear her say, can you do that again? Then you're going to hear a spirit say, help me. Over the me, Debbie starts talking, but you can still make it out. And then Debbie says another sentence. And then you're going to hear the same spirit respond again with, I am back. So Debbie is saying two sentences. After her first sentence, you're going to hear a growly, help me. And then after her second sentence, you're going to hear, I am back.
Okay, let's go ahead and hear this, Tim.
Can you hear it again? Can you talk to me in this voice?
Oh, yeah. Tim, play that one again for us.
Can you hear it again? Can you talk to me in this voice?
Wow. That gave me a little bit of goosebumps here.
Yeah.
That was pretty clear. Now, did you have to clean that up? I mean, it sounds pretty clear on that one. Did you have to clean it up a whole lot, or was that pretty strong on there for you?
Yeah. Most of the stuff we got there was pretty clean, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, but see, there's kind of a trade-off, and we get into, you know, what works best with us is the less expensive recorders because there's more internal noise. And the trade-off is you'll get more EVP, but the EVP will tend not to be really, really clear for the most part. So there is some editing. I think on this one, all we had to do was pump up the volume on it, though.
And again, you just brought up a great point because a lot of people are just getting involved in the field and they want to know, and you know, they're going to go out and buy $200-$300 audio digital recorders with, you know, noise cancellation and everything like that. And they're actually, Patrick Burns, who's one of the celebrities on Haunting Evidence on Court TV, had this happen, right? He went out and bought some expensive DVR and you guys said, well, you know, we actually use the cheap model from, you know, Walmart or something, and you guys get these fantastic results. What brands do you recommend overall for people that are interested in getting started with this?
Well, right now, what we're recommending is the Sony. It's just a little handheld digital recorder. Like I said, if you go somewhere, you just slip it right in your pocket. And it's the Sony ICD-B26.
Okay.
And there's also a model, which is the B16. It's the same recorder, only the B26 has a voice activation feature, and it has twice the memory as the B16.
Now, do you recommend the voice activation feature? I know that's kind of up for debate in the field. And again, for people that are just tuning in, we're talking to Mark and Debbie Constantino. They're paranormal investigators, and they do ghost hunting, but their forte is into electronic voice phenomena. That's where they're able to record disembodied voices that we may not be able to hear with our bare ears, but seem to respond or talk back to us on a recorded medium. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're doing this, is there, I don't know, what other tips would you give people on that when they're getting started with this?
Well, I would say is, because of the sheer volume, again, of recording that we do use voice activation, but we use a more expensive controlled recorder that just runs continuously as a control recorder as a backup.
Gotcha.
So we can validate whatever we have going on. But what I would suggest is if you don't do a lot of recording, then don't use the voice activation. That's what I would say if somebody asked me,
but
they're starting out.
Let me just chirp in here. What Mark and I do is we have two recorders, same recorders. You know, do your research, go on the Internet. We recommend the Sonys, the 16 and 26. But there's a lot of recorders out there. We recommend that more noisy ones because they use the internal noise or background noise. They need some kind of noise to manipulate into a word. Now, we'll have the voice activation feature on both our recorders, set it to the same settings, the same everything. We'll both roll our recorders. We'll sit a foot away from each other. Whoever has more minutes rolled on voice activation, we listen to first because obviously that one heard something the other one didn't.
Right.
And that's pretty much how we communicate. We'll take a flashlight, like I said before, they don't like a lot of light, hit whatever recorder rolled more minutes. If Mark rolled 20 more minutes, we'll listen to that one. And Mark was saying about a controlled recorder. You know, these crystal clean recorders, if you went and bought them, they're wonderful, and they will get Class A EVP, but it's very far and few between. So if you bought a great recorder, don't chuck it. just have that running while you're doing your thing with your two voice activated recorders.
Now, Deb, Mark and you and I have had this conversation before, mm-hmm. having to do with analog versus digital recorders, higher bit rates, and better sound versus the scratchy white noise.
Mm-hmm.
I still contend this. If you have a clear background, if you're at a higher sample rate, you're recording in stereo or even mono, and you're recording digitally, and there's nothing there, and you're getting fewer EVPs, then don't you think that that white noise that you're hearing from the scratch of your digital recorders is just a trick of the ear?
Well, let me ask you what you just heard. Do you think that was a trick of the ear?
That was pretty clear, Tim. There's some pretty solid words in there.
Now, the beginning, I can play it again,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, go ahead.
You hear the help me, but you can't discern what that other thing is after you talk.
So listen to the end.
Okay.
Can you hear it again? Can you talk to me in
this? Dude, I totally hear, I am back.
I just heard...
And this is another thing real quick. If you're going to listen to EVP, if you're going to go through the time to download it into your computer, mm-hmm. and listen to it through a software program.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, you know, you want to use full air headphones, noise canceling
yep.
headphones.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not saying paradelia, I think it's mm-hmm. called. I'm not saying that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our EVP is concerned, if that's happening with any of our EVP, that's buried so far in our home computer that nobody ever hears it. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't ever happen, because you're programmed for certain things. You know, it's
right.
like if you look at a picture, you see a face. Okay.
Yeah.
But so I think that does happen at times, but I think, like the EVP we sent you, if you come across another one where you think that happened, you know, let us know, and we'll talk about it.
Well, now, as far as an EVP skeptic goes, if you're a skeptic of EVPs, don't you think it's harder to argue something that's recorded in stereo with very little white noise than something that has white noise?
Sure. But, you know, when you're getting stuff that's clear enough, that's using your name, giving you direct responses, I mean, literally, what
right.
we're doing with the two voice activated recorders, we listen to one that rolled more numbers because we're actually having a conversation. I mean, we're having sentences. I had a guy last night, do you remember when we were in that room alone, saying like maybe 9-word sentences in one voice with a tangible, not Timmy voice.
Wow. So. We got to take a break here, guys. We'll come back. We've got some more of your EVP to play, some more of your stories to hear. You're listening to Darkness Radio with our guests, Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialists from Reno, Nevada. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, Tim Dennison studio with me. And, of course, we're talking to EVP specialists, Mark and Debbie Constantino from Reno, Nevada. They are electronic voice phenomena specialists. Their forte is recording disembodied or spirit voices and making contact with the other side. We've been talking about some of the best techniques, tips, and ideas, some of the best recording units to use for that. And right now we're going to bring Mark and Debbie on. We're going to listen to a couple more of the EVPs. And remember, if you'd like the opportunity to actually ghost hunt with Mark and Debbie, we have two events coming up that you can sign up for. Go to darknessevents.com. We're going to be going with the Ghost Adventures crew, the new television series on Travel Channel. We're going to be going out with 100 and 150 of our listeners. We're going to be going out to Rolling Hills. That was where we just heard that first EVP from. We're going to go out to Rolling Hills in New York. That'll be taking place November this year, the 13th through the 16th. There are tickets available. Go to darknessevents.com. Also, we're going to be out at Waverly Hills Sanitarium, which has been on countless TV shows, was the subject of last year's live Ghost Hunters event on Halloween. So you can join us out, be a part of this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are available right now, so go on out and check out the website. We're going to go back into talking to Mark and Debbie. Mark, Debbie, let's go into our next EVP that we have here, and tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, this is clip number 2, and what you're going to hear me say, if so, something like, is there anything we can do to help you? And what you're going to hear the spirit saying, you're going to need to play this a couple times, because this is really rare for an EVP, because normally EVP is like 1 to 3 words.
Right.
And what you're going to hear them say, and you're going to need to follow it, is, "It pains me to be here, Mark."
Okay, now where was this recorded?
This was recorded at Rolling Hills also.
Wow, okay, great. Go ahead, Tim.
Whoever's speaking to us, can you tell us what this room was used for when you were here?
Wow, play that again for us, Tim.
Whoever's speaking to us, can you tell us what this room was used for when you were here?
Wow, that was pretty clear.
Yeah, I misspoke on what I said in the beginning. What I said in the beginning was I was trying to find out the room we were in. I was trying to find out what it was used for when he was actually on our plane, you know, at that Rolling Hills location.
Right.
And that's a lot of words to come out in a single EVP, a whole bunch.
Yeah.
No doubt. And again, if you have questions for Mark and Debbie, our phone lines are open at 651-989-5855. That's 651-989-5855. Let's go to our third clip here. And where's our third clip coming from?
Okay, the third one, again, is Rolling Hills. And this is going to be the freakiest one you're going to hear tonight, because what happened was you had already finished the charity auction. And the next morning, you called us, and you had said you called us in our room and said, "What are you guys doing?" And we said, "We're just hanging out." And you said, "Okay, I got something for you." And you came up to our room, and you gave us the two dolls. We also get spirit voices from dolls.
Right.
That's a whole kind of another story.
And I'll mention this too. This is something neat. We do at all of our live events. We do live fundraising charity auctions where we raise money for. Like Shriners Children's Hospital, for Haven House, the Battered Woman Shelter in Los Angeles, for Waverly Hills and Rolling Hills Restoration Funds, Eastern State Penitentiary. And what's really nice is the celebrities and stars that come out will donate their time to do personal investigations with people after hours. And we raised, so far in the last 2 years, we've raised close to $300,000 that we've been able to donate.
Well,
so,
Dave, that's great.
Well, and it's because of people like you and the Ghost Hunters and Chris and Patrick and everybody, Chip Coffee, that's willing to donate their time to do these things. So I want to thank you guys and put that out there. You two are tireless in this fact. At our last event at Waverly Hills, you didn't just do one night of private ghost hunts. You did two nights of private ghost hunts. And just between your ghost hunts alone raised a couple $1,000s. For the Waverly Hills Restoration Fund. But yeah, one of the fun things I thought was a lot of people will come and they'll bring dolls or toys for the children of the haunted location. So I took a couple of those dolls out of these locations and I've asked you to do EVP sessions with them, and then we auctioned off the dolls. And now, is this from the big doll, Mark, or the little doll?
No, this is, well, actually, I'll finish the story and it'll make more sense.
Okay.
It was the big doll, and... Right. I was recording with the doll, and even before I said, "Hey, I'm Mark," the doll said, "Mark, hey, Mark, I love you, and let me play with you."
Aww.
Yeah, well, yeah. Aww.
I'll disturb by that.
See, it sounds cute when you say it, but it really comes out going, "Hi, Mark, I love you."
Scary. It's a story for Tim, but go on.
Anyway, and then you ended up auctioning it off later on that night. So we get back home to Reno. 3 weeks later, we take our recorders out and start downloading the EVP that we got from Rolling Hills.
Right.
And what you're going to hear on this one is I think I say, "If so, is there something we can do to help you guys out?" And you're going to hear a spirit say, "Give it back the doll." Now, the freaky part about this is that we got this EVP probably 16 hours before we even knew that you were going to be, 16 hours before you even came up to our room to give us the doll to work with.
Wow.
We had no idea that we were getting a doll, yet somehow Spirit knew.
Obviously. See, my thing was, when you gave the doll to Lori, or when Lori gave the doll to you, Lori's the owner of Rolling Hills.
Right.
So she gave you the dolls. They were watching you. We got that EVP the night before we even knew we were getting that doll.
So this is going to be freaky. We're going to take a break. I'm going to make everybody, we're going to pull an American Idol on him, Tim. We'll be back with more in the EVP. That's right. We'll be back with more, and you can finish explaining. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday, 9 p.m. to midnight. Make us a normal spot on your radio dial every weekend. We also encourage you to share your stories, share your ideas, and guest tips with us. If there's something you want to hear about, you want to learn more about vampires, ghosts, witches, werewolves, give us a call, let us know about it, or you can email me at dave@darknessradio.com. Also, we encourage you to join into our live chat room. If you're at home listening online, you can just go to darknessradio.com, click on the live chat, and be a part of the magic. We're going to go back to our guest for this evening, Mark and Debbie Constantino. They are electronic voice phenomena experts working with the voice of disembodied spirits, ghosts, and getting some really crazy results with that. Let's go ahead now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you short before we had to go to break there, Deb, but go ahead and finish completing your thought on working with the dolls and the different EVPs that you were getting.
Deb.
You could take this one.
Well, no, you were talking about what your theory was as far as they were walking. Go ahead.
You know, as far as the dolls, I learned a whole bunch of other stuff about the dolls last night, but, you know, I don't get a lot of children's voices, thank God, because you would think a child might be stuck to a doll or these old, dingy dolls, but some dolls get voices, some dolls don't. You know, I get phenomena with some dolls. I get, you know, no voices but action with them, and some dolls just do nothing. I mean, it's almost like focusing your energy, which I think you said at one point, to where if you paid attention to a ceiling fan, you know, would that talk to you if you're focusing your attention there?
Right.
You know, but my deal is, you know, perhaps, you know, Aleister Crowley wrote a book one time, and it was a book based on his theories that, you know, when you die, everybody crosses, there are no ghosts, but what's left is a shell, and that shell is basically your DNA, your memory, your thoughts, your, you know, if you see an apparition, it wouldn't be actually the spirit, but it would be an elemental created from that shell. It looks exactly like the person, thinks like that person, answers questions like that person, but is not that person, just in, you know, basically DNA of that person. So if an elemental were to crawl in the shell, we leave, that's what it would be. So whether they're elementals, whether they're ghosts, I work with a doll that Chris Fleming has also worked with. I believe it's just a human spirit that's kind of using the doll as a portal because it kind of likes Mark and I.
Right.
So, but, you know, who knows what this is.
Now, I will say this was kind of funny. When we did that, we had two dolls we auctioned off, mm-hmm. and the big doll went for, I think, $225, and along with the doll, they got the CD of EVPs that Mark had gotten. And the lady took the doll back to the room, popped in her CD, listened to the EVPs, came back down promptly and handed it over to Mark and Debbie and said, I'm not taking this home. I don't want it in my place.
I remember that.
So Debbie was happy because she ended up with a new doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I end up on bidding on
her. And I do want to say this, too. We're talking about the charity auctions. Not only are they giving of their time, you know, I hear people go, oh, yeah, but you're paying them to come out to these events and blah, blah, blah. I will tell you that at every event we've been at, not only do they give of their time and late into the night where they're ghost hunting from 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock with our listeners as a private ghost hunt, but they also bid on items in the auction, and they're buying and spending a lot of money. So they're you know, I've mentioned this about Jay, Grant, Chris, Patrick. You guys spend just about as much money as you make at the events buying the items to help restore these places and make money for Shriners Children's Hospitals and Haven House. So I want to thank you for your giving nature on all sides.
Oh, yeah, man, it's an awesome thing you do. $300,000 is your loan. That's crazy.
And it's always great causes. And I'll tell you, to listen to Dave MC these little events, the charity auctions, he is. You are so funny. You have everybody rolling.
Well, thanks.
It's a blast.
Yeah, Dave, if you can make him laugh and I can spend all that money, something like that.
Well, we've got this EVP now. This is the creepy one. So go ahead and cue this up, Tim, and are we ready to roll? All right.
If so, is there something we can do to help you?
Wow, give back the doll. Now, Tim, you have to have heard that.
Nope.
Tim, you're matrixing.
He's reverse matrixing.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'll say something.
Rub
your back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
rub your back. It hurts. Good. Well, it's close enough. Play it again for us.
If so, is there something we can do to help you?
See, I heard rub my back. It's cool.
God.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's not a blow-up doll. That's where the story started to get me a little nervous when you guys were like, yeah, we went back up to our room, and then Dave called and brought us two dolls. All right, so now, yeah, and that's a weird one. So it knew about it in advance. Now, you've mentioned that, too, and we've been at live events, Deb. There's times when they're, like, precursory saying something that you're about to respond to. As a matter of fact, my first EVP that I got that was a really good A quality was at Rolling Hills in the Christmas room with the lead pipe in Professor Mustard, right? Wait, this sounds like Clue all of a sudden. Anyway, we're in the Christmas room. I'm doing the EVP, and I say, just before I turn on my recorder, I go, all right, let's get ready to leave. We'll do one more EVP sweep. And I turn on my recorder, and as my friend Bree's camera starts to beep, you hear, don't leave. And then I say, all right, we're getting ready to leave. Mm-hmm. And it actually almost, I mean, it uses my word right before I say it. So that was kind of interesting for me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you playing that for us right off the recorder.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty, I've kept it on there. I got to learn how to lock it. I'm afraid I'm going to erase it eventually. But what's our next one that we have here queued up?
Okay, the next one, which is kind of creepy to me because I'm not real sensitive, especially like when I try to compare what I sense as opposed to what Debbie senses. But this next one is, it's in Rolling Hills, and Debbie says, I think she says, which one of us are you closest to? And the EVP is going to be right behind Mark. And I didn't sense this. I mean, I could have been given a Spirit of Piggyback ride, and I wouldn't have known.
No, but you're serious, too, because we were hearing footsteps in the hallway. This was with the charity auction, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, this was at Waverly. And we were
It's Rolling Hills.
Oh, I'm confused. All right.
All right, Tim, you got this one queued up? Okay, go ahead.
Which one of them are you talking to?
Play that one again for me, Timmy.
Which one of them are you talking to?
Right behind Mark, yeah.
It almost sounds a little mechanical.
Yeah, it does. It was a little bit more of a crisp one.
Robotic, but, you know, sometimes that's how it sounds. So.
Now, you've mentioned, too, and I've noticed this now on a lot of people's EVPs, you've noticed another kind of phenomena that takes place right before some of the EVPs come through. Can you explain that to us, Steb?
Are you talking about the clicking?
Yeah, the clicking noise.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed this. Now, we argue a lot. We've been married 20 years. I find this thing to where you'll hear almost like, and it'll be on one recorder, wherever you're starting to get really good EVP, you'll hear this clicking. And certain recorders have it, certain don't, but it's almost like a tapping. And right before you hear that,
right,
the next word that comes out seems to come out clearer. I don't know what it is. It's almost like they're parting a veil on their side, and somehow that's how it's coming out on your recorder.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing I could equate it to.
Yeah, and I've heard that a lot now that you've mentioned it on other people's recorders. I hear that. It's kind of like a click, 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 and then the words come out right after that.
Yeah. When you hear that, though, pull your ear closer to the recorder because it's unpronounced. The next word will come out clearer.
Now, let me ask you this. Before we play your next EVP, here's something that I found really interesting. We did this investigation at the Sherrell Weed House, and I told you we got that weird growling noise. Well, we were using Bill Chappell's Ovilus, which you can find on digitaldowsing.com. This is a really cool piece of equipment I'd highly recommend people take a look at, and he's got some new stuff coming out. And we'd been using this Ovilus, and it was saying random words, but it was part of the deal is that this lady walked in on her husband having an affair with the maid. She went back, took a header off of the second-story balcony, and killed herself. And we started hearing on the Ovilus, it was saying, Xander, mommy, fell. Sorry, mommy, sister, Xander, mommy, fell. And it kept repeating these things. And we're like, wow, that's weird. What is that talking about? The owner of the Sorrel Weed House came home and heard this. Turns out Alexander was the name of the little boy that lived there. And it was his mother that took the header. Now, what's really strange, too, is out of the 51 or 520 words that Bill has loaded into the Ovilus, Xander is not one of them.
Yeah.
And so we're doing an EVP sweep, and here's the weird part. I have a young lady standing directly next to me. Her husband's off behind me, maybe about 4 feet, and then I've got my friend Dave, Doc, who's standing over about to my right, about 3 feet away from me. And I've got the recorder out in front of me with the microphone pointing away from me. And she asks, and you can hear her voice, and she's kind of got this far away, was your name Xander? So it was just farther away from the microphone, and then very clearly you hear this voice come through and say, yes.
Really?
Now, when I played it back, I had to stop because it sounds like my voice saying, yes.
Right, I heard that one. You
right. And that, to me, I don't understand because, first of all, in order to hear it loud, I would have had to have the microphone. We tried to recreate it, and I couldn't do it holding the microphone where I was. What is your take on that?
Yeah, you know what? That's like we were talking about earlier, how, you know, my father's voice came on as I plugged it in. I
right.
listened to that. There was absolutely nothing. I just always put them all in to listen with headphones, and it appeared it was Class A. You know, it's... I don't know. There's something...
But do you hear them come back in your voice, manipulating your voice? I mean, well, I hadn't spoken. I heard this. I was embarrassed to even play it back at Ghost Stock. And, you know, exactly what happened was I was afraid. I played it for Patrick. He goes, dude, that was you. I said, I know. It sounds like me. But I stood a foot, you know, Kathy was standing right next to me.
Right.
Dave and her husband were right there. And in order to make that loud, sustained voice, there's no way that it couldn't be picked up.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of using two recorders, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you had another recorder going, like we say the control recorder, or if somebody else in the room was recording,
right?
You know, that's what you need. You need them to send you the tape. That's how, you know, the one with Susan, that was awesome. She says, what did she say?
Let's talk about that in a second. Let's play one more of your EVPs, and we got to take another break here, but then we'll come back, because I want to try to get these in real quick. Go ahead, and we'll talk about Susan's, because that's another weird one. But what do we have queued up next here, Tim?
Okay, now, Tim, do we have to go in order, or are we okay to skip?
Wherever you want to go.
Okay, why don't we go to number 11, Deb? That's the one from the Goldfield you can talk about because it validates...
Okay. No, this is one of the best EVP I ever got. And the Goldfield Hotel is one of those places, it's really weird. It's either all or nothing. We've been there maybe four or five times. Either they talk or they don't talk. You know, they say it's one of the seven portals, across the world. And, you know, you go in there and, you know, it's like any other haunted place.
But right.
We had gone there right after Zach and Nick in, just Zach and Nick that night, I think, had the brick thrown. And we're going in. At that time, we had never met them. And so I get on the recorder, and we were there with the news team.
Right.
They actually filmed me get this and play it back, so there's no way I could alter this. This is exactly how it sounded on playback, how clear it was. But I go in, I said, you know, there's people here that are saying that you guys did this. Did you guys actually do it? And I get a voice, and, you know, you kind of picture the voice in your head.
Right.
It almost sounds like an old stage actor taking a bow, you know, from the 40s or something, talking right into the recorder saying, thank you, but we've done it. And, you know, I want to point out, too, I'm all, you know, I've had a lot of things happen in my life, but a brick get thrown, I mean, that doesn't sound like
right.
I never thought ghosts had that much energy. But if you actually listen to the words, it's thank you, but we've done it. And, you know, it's no big secret that, you know, with that documentary, there was a little bit of provoking going on there.
Right.
You know, there was two of them in the whole building with God knows how many ghosts. And when they say we've done it, how do we know that when they all focus
exactly.
together on one object,
that they can't move it together?
That?
Well, go ahead and play it up for us, Tim.
Okay, well, they say...
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
Play that again for us.
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
Unbelievable.
Hey, Tim, are you listening?
What's your take on it?
I heard, thank you, I'd like to... No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you, where's my blow?
We have to take a quick break again, guys. We'll be back. We have about 5 minutes. We'll play as many more of them as we can before we let you go.
Yeah.
You're listening to Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show, here with you every Saturday and Sunday night, delving into the world of weird and unexplained phenomena. Thank you very much for joining us. Our guests on the line with us are calling in from Reno. We have EVP experts... EVP specialists, Mark and Debbie Constantino on the line with us. We're playing some of the EVP electronic voice phenomena, some of the disembodied ghost voices that they've caught in their investigations. Guys, we've got to wrap this up quick so we can get in as many of these as we can. Go ahead and throw me another one. Which one do you want Tim to play next?
Okay.
There's one from the Oxford Hotel. Right. I was on
it's number 8, Tim.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, number 8. All right, and give us a quick background on this one.
I'm in the Oxford Hotel. I think it was the first floor. I'm the only one on the entire floor. You hear a woman say, help with me, I'm sick.
Okay, go ahead, Timmy. I know that was pretty clear too, Tim.
I heard 50 Cent is sick, dude.
50 Cent is sick. All right, play that one again for us. Wow, now that is clear. Now, do you consider that an A quality or B quality, or where do you fit that in?
I'm hoping that's an A. That's one of my.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, in your next one, which one do you want to throw us to next?
Okay, real quick, we'll go to number 7 from the Miner's Cabin. As soon as we got there, within 5 minutes, Debbie said, let's record. We turned our recorders on. We do turn them on at the same time. Mine gets turned on. Debbie goes to turn hers on, realizes that she brought a full recorder, and you'll hear on my recorder, Debbie say, I brought a full recorder, and you'll hear a spirit say, that sucks.
I brought a full recorder.
I wasn't happy about that, huh? Now, I will mention, that's another great technique that when I do my little talk, I have a talk called Common Sense Approach to Ghost Hunting and Evidence Review, and one of the tips that I always mention that I got from you guys are doing these short burst EVP sweeps. A lot of people want to go in and run tape for 3 hours, and it's so tedious to go back and listen to.
Yeah.
You guys do quick little 5-minute spots, and then it's really easy to go back, and again, living in the MTV generation, we want immediate results. This has been phenomenal, and my great friends, just two of the loveliest ladies in the world, Kim and Susan, go out on these ghost hunts with me, and they get some of the most amazing EVP immediately back because of the same thing that you guys have taught them. So I want people to try that out. Again, go in, just ask what you guys asked, maybe 5 to 6 questions, and then stop and play the recording back.
Mm-hmm. Give them time to answer. You know, as soon as you turn it on, too, they recognize the recorder. Don't say anything.
All right.
You know, I have a little piece of tape on my recorder. I don't give the date. I don't give it anything. I'm not,
sure.
You know, I'm in my home. It's 10 o'clock. You don't need all that. Just put a piece of tape on where you're at. You know where you're at. Take notes. Give them time to answer and ask questions. Okay. And when they answer, say, all right, we got goldfish. Don't waste your energy on that. What about the goldfish?
And oh, sure.
What? Like last night, too. We're seeing shadows coming in the room because they're hearing their own voices being played back.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, it's amazing.
All right, what's our next one that we can play up?
Okay, number 5. Again, from Rolling Hills, you'll hear Debbie ask how many spirits are here with us, and the EVP is 5.
How many of you are in the room with us right now?
Play it again, Tim.
How many of you are in the room with us right now?
Now, why do you think so many of them have that same growly voice? It's like, do you think that's just because they're trying to push so hard to get through whatever veil? That's what it is. But I notice a lot of the voices are very similar. Do you think maybe it's just a ghost that's following Mark and Debbie around and he just keeps talking as much as he can?
You know, I think it comes down with what they have to work with. I mean,
yeah, the frequency kind of.
It's no secret. There's no vocal cords. There's no voice box. There's, you know, and they're forced to manipulate what they have to produce their voice. Mm-hmm. And that's another interesting thing real quick. We had in Rolling Hills, it was one of the stories is a nurse named Emma. Okay, we asked, is this Emma? And we got a response. A couple minutes later, I got on a recorder. I said, please explain something to me. If that was Emma we were speaking to, how come it came through in a man's voice? We got an EVP that says, well, they swore, and they said it was a female. But it came through as a male voice. I think it has to do with what they have to work with.
Gotcha.
And how hard they have to kind of throw it out to you.
Yeah.
Right, we got about a minute and a half left. Which other one do you want to throw up here real quick?
Okay, real quick, you got one. It's a little hard to hear, but it was in a Christmas room.
Okay.
And you'll hear you say, are you alone here? And a fast talker says, we are never.
Okay, go ahead, Tim.
Are you alone here?
Oh, yeah. Play that one again for us.
Are you alone here?
Very cool. And we have time for one more, Tim? All right, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, real quick. This was from Waverly. This was at the charity auction. I'm asking if we can go into this one back room and speak to them, and pretty clearly you'll hear somebody say yes.
Would it be okay if we walk into the back room over here and spoke to you?
Wow. Now that one, Tim, that was a clear yes.
I heard bless you. I think somebody sneezed.
He's horrible. Well, guys, people can reach out to you, and if they want more ideas, tips, ideas, anything like that, they can check you out at spirits-speak.com, correct?
Yep.
Well, guys, thank you very much for spending your Sunday night with us. We appreciate you being here.
It's an honor to be on your new show.
Well, thank you very much. And, again, if you guys want to ghost hunt with Mark and Debbie Constantino and any of the rest of our great speakers, come on out to the Darkness Radio events. Go to darknessevents.com. Check out the great talks that we have coming up at Rolling Hills in November, Waverly Hills in May of 2009, and remember, Rolling Hills again coming up just in a couple of months. Tickets are on sale and available. Check it out. Remember to check our website tomorrow. We're going to have some updated information about the Halloween party taking place at the Palmer House in Sauk Center, Minnesota. Tim, myself, Nicole, and a couple other surprise guests will be joining us. We hope you'll come out, have a good time with us, party down, and we'll do some ghost hunting that night. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back again with you next Saturday and Sunday from 9 to midnight. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.